Proverbs 2, 6 through 9 says, "For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment, and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness, and judgment, and equity, yea, every good path." Now, these verses are a continuation of the thought in the previous verses, verses 1 through 5 in our previous devotional, that if we do all of the above, if we will receive God's words, if we will hide or memorize his commandments, if we will incline our ear to wisdom, if we will apply our heart to understanding, if we will cry after knowledge, if we will lift up our voice for understanding, if we will seek knowledge as silver and search for knowledge as for hid treasure, then we're promised that we will understand the fear of the Lord. Then we will find the knowledge of God. Why? Well, that's where these verses come in to explain that. We're given a sevenfold response in verse 6. For the Lord giveth wisdom. James 1:5, you may remember if you've been following along in our James studies. If not, you can do so. James 1:5 says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." We have to recognize God is the source of knowledge. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge. I love in Revelation 1:16, where it says, "And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength." Out of his mouth cometh understanding. And I think that's all wrapped up in the verse John 1:1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." God is not just knowledge. He is a person. He is a being. And he has many attributes. But he is knowledge. He is wisdom. And then verse 7 says, "He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous." You know, the book of Proverbs really is such a thing. He's laid up an entire book of wisdom for those who are the righteous. The righteous seek his word. The righteous read the book of Proverbs desiring wisdom. So that's an amazing promise fulfilled right here in the book of Proverbs. It goes on, verse 7 says, "He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly." You ever notice that the people who will walk uprightly are the ones who demonstrate wisdom? It's like just a constant feeding circle. You go, you live right, you do right. You live right, you do right. You have wisdom, you demonstrate wisdom. But if you go the other way, you live wrong, then you demonstrate foolishness, and it just goes like a cycle. You choose which cycle to get on. And verse 8 says, "He keepeth the paths of judgment, he preserveth the way of his saints." That's a sevenfold response there. And then its sum is in verse 9. "Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path." There's no other way. If you neglect these things, you will go in the way of the world, and you'll get on that cycle that just is destructive. You go into foolishness, chaos, and depression, but you can choose to go into the light of his word and his wisdom. That's Psalm 119, 105. "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." That's just the question. Are you going to walk in the light and demonstrate light, or are you going to walk in the darkness and demonstrate darkness? Of course, it all begins by repenting toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, believing how that Christ died for our sins, was buried, and rose again for eternal salvation.